Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Hacks Day. And this is the last Day by Day Hacks. And so we're going to expand this a little bit because Tim is going to talk to us. One of the things that he prays is going on in within the families of his church is family worship. And so we're not talking now about your personal kind of private quiet time, but we're talking about expanding that out into the home. And so, Tim, this is something that you encourage in your church. How do you encourage that within your church, this family, this idea of family worship?
Yeah, and it's kind of a combination of, you know, we talked previously about you've got the handout, you got the outline, you got questions and that kind of stuff. And so it's like, okay, we're trying to give you every possible resource we can. We have given, you know, books on family worship. We give you outlines. We give you websites to look at. We have one of our connection desk in our foyer is entitled Family Matters, and so any resource we come across that we think might be beneficial, we grab it and then we promote it. And so we're talking about family matters. You know, that has kind of that double meaning.
Right. Yeah.
It matters in value, but there's also matters of the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we just try to highlight that weekly.
Yeah.
And say, you know, try to encourage them, you know, okay, this week sometime meet together as a family and talk about what we talked about here at church.
Yeah. And you guys use just a real, you know, a real simple kind of reminder on to help families understand. Don't overcomplicate this thing.
Yeah.
So tell us about what you just kind of what you tell your families that here's some essentially ingredients for family worship.
We've used it on Whitney's little book entitled Family Worship, and that he simplifies it down really well. And basically three elements that you try to have. You try to read scripture.
Uh-huh.
Incorporate music, sing a hymn or something that correlates with that, and pray.
Yeah.
And so read, sing, pray.
Yep.
That's it. Don't make this, you know, some kind of scientific methodology that you've got to incorporate. It's
so simple. So how old are your kids?
They're
still in the home.
They're still in the home. 17, 15, 13.
Okay. So on a typical family worship night, how long does that take for you guys?
You know, it really, we're going to shoot for at least 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
But what we found is I've given my kids ownership of it. One will oversee the music part.
Mm-hmm.
One will do the scripture reading, and one will remind us of prayer requests and those kind of things, lead us in prayer. And sometimes it stimulates thoughts in their head.
Yeah.
And we may sit there for 30, 45 minutes or so, it just kind of turns into a family timeout. You know, we just want to talk about what's going on. The scripture lends itself to then what's going on in life.
Yeah.
And so it's so hard these days to communicate with family.
Well, and I, you know, what I wanted people to hear was that you don't go into it expecting 30, 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
And for a family that's starting out, you know, if this is something new to a husband and wife that has little kids or something like that, or even kids that are your age, expecting 30 minutes is too much of an expectation.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking for that.
Yeah, one of the things we found, because usually in our church, it's Mount Olive Baptist, so everything's mob kids, mob youth, mob whatever. And so usually in mob kids or mob youth, there's a memory verse or something that they're dealing with. And so we've incorporated it too. And so I'll cast my laptop or phone up on the television screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take that memory verse and I will delete all the letter, maybe leave the first letter of words and that kind of stuff. And so we'll kind of challenge each other about, you know, read that verse. And sometimes my daughter, she's 13, she's dramatic and all this, but anyway, she will start reading it like she knows it and just throwing these random words into that verse. I'm like, what are you doing? That's not what it says. Like, okay, and so we laugh and you know, that
so maybe get some Nerf balls and throw them at them if they miss.
It's like, what are you doing?
That's great. So in your house, in your particular house, you call it. Tell me what you call it.
A Terrific Tuesday.
Terrific Tuesdays, and you were telling before we even started that, you know, this is a pretty set thing. You know, life happens and gets in the way, but it's sometimes it may happen at 6 o'clock around the dinner table or whatever.
Right.
One of the things that you said that I thought was really good was that sometimes you guys will pull up a YouTube video and that will be what you sing to. So if a family doesn't have a musician, which is probably most families, don't have somebody that can just pick up the guitar, sit at the piano and play, throw up a YouTube video of a worship song and sing together that way.
Right.
And so there's no lack of resources, or there's very little excuses.
Right. And that's one of the things I have the opportunity to try to meet with a lot of our men in the church. And it's like, reject passivity, man. Just step up and be the man.
Yeah.
And like, well, I don't sing. Okay, YouTube video. Well, you know, I'm not a good expositor of scripture. Then Paul Washer Instagram, you know, throw it up, or whoever,
right?
You know, that's biblical, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But there is no excuse for not spending a little bit of time with your family in worship.
Yeah.
There's just
not. There's not. So tell us about the time where you drug a kid out of bed.
Oh, yeah. Because, again, normally we try to do this around 7 or something like that, you know, depending on which. Sometimes it stays daylight longer, depending on that kind of thing.
Right.
So there might be things going on, or I've been busy, or I've got a phone call, or whatever. And so, like the other night, it was like 9:30, and I looked at my wife Christy, and I'm like, "I know it's Terrific Tuesday. Are we still going to try to pull this off?" And she's like, "Well, it's Tuesday," and you know, she doesn't cut me any slack. She's, you know,
I've got a wife named Christy that does the exact same thing.
And I said, "Okay, it's 9:30." I said, "Where's John?" And well, he's upstairs and he's
how
dead,
old is John?
I think. John's 15.
Okay.
And so I yell up, you know, "John, get down here," and I don't hear anything. And I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna have to go up there." And so he's already in bed, and I thought, you know, but it's Tuesday, okay. And I'm like, "John, come on." And he was like, "What?" And I said, "Come downstairs. It's Terrific Tuesday, you know." And I said, "Sam's got his guitar. Lydia's ready. Come on, get out of here."
Yeah.
And so he stumbles downstairs and gets down there. He's like, "Okay, here I am."
Yeah.
And but because again, you set the precedence and you persevere. And it's like, okay, but at the same time, if we failed on a Tuesday and it didn't happen, okay, just get back up and start next Tuesday.
Right.
I mean, failure happens.
John will probably remember that for the rest of his life, you know. But it's the consistency of it, and for not just your kids, but to remind yourself, oh, this is why we do this. This is why we do this, that this is important, and this is what our home is centered around, and what it should be centered around anyway. You know, you think about, I don't think anybody ever plans to, an unbeliever ever plans to go to church in order to get saved. But it happens, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, Sunday night church, people abandon Sunday night church, and we have small groups on Sunday nights, but sometimes when we do have corporate worship, the Lord does amazing things, and Lord does amazing things in life groups. And so just being consistent with read, sing, and pray, and you never know what's going to happen, what the Lord's going to do in that moment. It's, you don't schedule the Lord's movement or presence, you know, to do amazing things in a church or in your family. And so just the consistency of it is huge. Man, Tim, thank you for being with us on Day by Day Hacks. You have been helpful. You have kind of revealed for us what's going on in a pastor's heart that I think all pastors agree with, the things that you have told us that you hope is going on out there in the church family. So thank you for that. All right.
You're welcome.
Day by Day Hacks has come to a close. Next week, we start a new series called Day by Day Expressions. And so let me encourage you to join us next Monday for the very first episode of Day by Day Expressions.